We Christians are using some of Christian words, Christian terminology in our daily life. Especially in the church, we are using some Christian language. For example, salvation, redemption, and glory, and grace, and faith. Actually, those words are Christian words. So if you have a chance to talk to your friend who is not Christian, who is not, you know, coming to church, they might understand what you say about salvation or redemptions, but they might have different understanding because we are very familiar with those words, but non-Christians, they are not familiar with this word exactly, actually. One of the word that difficult, one of the difficult words that we are using in our Christian life and in our church is glory. If someone asks us what glory is, it can be difficult to explain what glory is, because even you don't know exactly what the glory of God is. It is not actually possible to define what it is in our human language, but we can glimpse at what it is through what we experience in God. So our experiences in God are very important to know what God's glory is. Because we can see, we can taste God's glory in our lives. It might be a little bit difficult because glory itself is not easy to understand. But what I'm saying is, based on the scripture, is God's glory is just right here. But by experiencing the God in our daily life, we can see and taste God's glory in our daily life. One of the easy ways to explain what glory is to make someone shine and someone highlighted. For example, when you have a Super Bowl, we have a Super Bowl once a year, right? When you have a Super Bowl, we watch a Super Bowl with pizza and chicken and Coke, right? Yeah. My boys, they love to watch the Super Bowl. I watch the Super Bowl with my boys, with my family. But finally, there is only one team being a championship, right? And then all spotlight and all cameras go to the winner, right? And then there is a player to be selected as MVP, most valuable players. Usually what I watch is like quarterback becomes like MVP mostly, right? And then all the cameras, all the spotlights goes to the MVP guy. So it can be a part of glory. Right? And one of my sports heroes is Michael Jordan. It's basketball Michael Jordan. And when he played in the NBA, he got most of the spotlight and highlight during his NBA season. Right? He's so good. He was so great. So he got some kinds of a basketball glory when he played in the basketball in the NBA season. You know, it is just an explanation about human experience of glory. But as you see, human glory is more like an accomplishment. It cannot be all, because divine glory is not about accomplishment. Divine glory is about who God is and who we are in God. It can be a little bit difficult, but let's see who God is and who we are first in order to know what the glory of God is. Today's scripture begins with the ownership of the world, simply saying the Lord is the master, the owner of everything in the world. In our lives, we many times misunderstand our status as a creature of God's creation. We are not creator, but we were made by God, right? We were made by God. All the glory of creation cannot be ours. However, we are also different from other creatures. We are created by God. There is nothing but God who created the world, and we are part of creations, right? So we are creatures, and everything is creatures around us except the God. But we are also different from other creatures, because in the Bible, God said God made human being in his what?
image.
Which means we have God's image in me, right? Lily, little baby, Peyton, little baby, even the little baby, they have God's image because they are made by God in His image. Right? Not other creatures, but we, all human beings. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. So, although we are creatures made by God, we are all made in God's image, which means we have God's image in us. So, we all have privilege to experience God, and we all have a privilege to experience God's glory, although we are creatures, because of His likeness in us. I say it is our privilege. But to be exact, it is God's invitation for us to get into His glory. We are invited to God's glory so we can join God's glory with Him. However, we began to misunderstand the glory of God as it is ours naturally. Oh, it is ours naturally. The glory is ours. That's misunderstanding. So we tried to take a portion of God by ourselves, which means we've thought of ourselves as God in our life. And it became a huge sin before God because we, creatures, tried to take a portion of God, portion of Creator, to take the glory of God. We see the story of the original sin in Genesis, Adam and Eve, right? The original sin. And the original sin shows us the sin that human beings wanted to be like God. They forgot who they were and they wanted to be like God, opening eyes to see what is right, what is wrong. As we had a temptation from, you know, serpent in the Genesis story. Still, my brothers and sisters, we are struggling with these sins in our life. Because even we know in our cognitive levels that, oh yeah, we are made by God, but in our actual life, we are acting many times as we are God for ourselves. Original sins still going on among us. The glory of God is not mine. The glory of God is not yours, but we are just invited to be joining God's glory because God chose us as His children. We are not owner of any glory, but God is only the King of glory. All the ministries, all the missions we have been doing in our church are not for anyone among us, but it is for God's glory. We easily say we have to help our community, we have to help our neighbor. Yes, we have to help our neighbor, we have to help our community. That's true. That's totally right. But not for namesake, not for their namesake, but for the namesake of God, we are doing the mission, we are doing ministry for Him. All glory is His, not anyone's. In doing mission, in doing ministries, we glorify God because God is the King of glory. Our life individually is for God's glory. Our life is not for personal success at all, but each of you, each of us, my life, your life, our all individual life is for God's glory. God's glory. In the Bible, we can see the promises of God saying, wait upon God, His glory is coming. We are all in our own situations. We are all in our own circumstances. I can easily complain about anything. And I can easily judge others by my own thought. I can easily judge other people by my own culture because I easily forget the fact and the truth that I am not a God. I act like God by judging other people. I act like God by mistreating other people, my own understanding. But you know what? We should not forget who we are. We are not God in our life. We are not the master of our life. Only God is our God. Our true God, our Father in heaven, is the King of glory, and He will take all glories from my everything. You are everything. In this truth, I have to stop judging others and I have to stop complaining, but I have to look at God, wait upon the glory of God in my life. It is the same to you, my dear brothers and sisters. God is the King of glory. We are all invited into His glory because God chose us as His children. We are not owners of our lives, but only God is the master of our life, of my life, of your life. So what we have to do is to be with God and worship God and praise God. So, Sam is here, my second son. Sam, I'm sorry, I'm going to use you. I didn't ask you before, but you are here, so I just use you, okay? Sam and me, okay? We have a certain relationship, like what? Father and son. No one can change it. No one can change it, right? Father and son, as we have a relationship. But however, I have to tell you something. Between me and Sam, there's one person who? God. Right? Well, Sam might be different from my own lifestyle. Maybe he's different way to live, maybe, from mine. So I can easily judge him as I'm his father. Oh, Sam, why did you do that? Oh, Sam, no, you are not right. Well, by that something I can tell you, right? Exactly, right? But somehow, if I judge other people, that means I ignore God's image in him. God chose me as his children, but also God chose him as his child, right? So which means, because of God, I have to love him. Not because of my own sons, but I have to love him. Linda, I have to love you because God loved you, that's why I have to love you. The formula of God's glory. I have to love everybody over here, not because you're all my style. No, I have to love all of you because you all have God's image in you, although you have different style of my life. Maybe I can complain easily, again, I can complain you easily for, I don't know, what should I complain to you? Well, I think, Linda, you listen, okay. Yeah, I can complain easily, something like, oh, Pen, why you didn't answer my email? Why did you answer to my phone call? Why did you call me back? You don't have full responsibility. Oh my God, you're not that kind of person. I can easily judge you somehow. But I love you, not because of your beauty, but because God loves you. God loves you. You see the relationship, I share in the 9 o'clock people in the service. We easily think like relationship is just like mutual, me and other person, me and my wife, me and my son, me and my friend. We just think of our relationship as a mutual way. No, there is no mutual relationship in Christian life. I can tell you, there is no mutual relationship in Christian life. There is always triangle relationship in Christian life, in the relationship. Me and my friend, we can have kinds of relational issues, so we are far away maybe. Or we can be maybe very close friends, no matter how we are close. But between me and my friends, or between me and my wife, between me and my neighbors, there's always triangle, and there's a God here. Without God, only human endeavors remain to make a good relationship with my friends. But somehow we can make, conflicts, right? But if we know that there's a God, okay? For example, me and my friends, we got kinds of trouble here, relationship issues right here. Me and my brother, or me and my sister, whoever, okay? Me and my parents. How can I get close to my friends, okay? We do our best to get close, to say, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you, whatever you say. Okay, that's human endeavors. But you know, in Christian life, in terms of God's glory, we have to think of God in our lives all the time, which means God is here. The only way to get close to him or her is I close to God. Close and close and close to God, and she or he close and close and close and close to God, and then finally me and my friend, and me and my sister, me and my brother get closer because of God. So love is not only one way from me to my son, from me to my wife, from me to you, but the love should go through God. That's why the Bible says God is love.
You see the glory of God in our relationship?
This is a Christian life. This is what we have to know in our life, in the relationship. We can have all relational issues. Yes, I can have that one. And you all have, you can all have that one. But how can you restore the relationship issues in your life in terms of God's glory? Only through God. Only through God. So it is one of the examples. In our life, only God is our master. Not me, not you, not any creatures, but only God is our master. What is God's glory? I prepare today's sermon, and pray, and I read the Bible, and meditate. What is God's glory? Who is God's glory? You know what? I am God's glory, and you are God's glory, because God is taking His glory from my life, from your life. God's taking His glory from me and you. So we are God's glory if we live in God, and God is the King of glory. God is King of glory. We are totally 100% belonging to God, even in the relationship, even in the financial situation, even in the health, physical situations. We are all belonging to God. We are God's glory. And God is King of all creation. So here's a question for you and me. Are we staying in God? Are we really following God? Are we can we give up everything for God because He's my God? Then we will see God's glory in our lives, because God is the King of glory. I want to share with you one story, then I'll wrap up. When I was in Korea, before being a pastor, I was in the seminary in 1999 and 2000. And my dream was to be a missionary, you know? So that's why I prepared to be a missionary. I should go through all the missionary training for 1 year while my life in the seminary. Every Monday from afternoon to night, I have to be in the training, you know, sections for the missionary. In the summertime, in the wintertime, we had an intensive training for, you know, prospective missionaries. So I went to some retreat center with other missionary applied people, and we had a 1 week intensive training for being a missionary. The last night, it was so interesting. We gather together, we make one big circle, and we sit down on the floor. And our trainer brought one big basin with water, and then in the middle of the basin, there's a candle. And then they gave us the piece of paper with a pen, and they say, "Hey, you guys, fill up sentence or word, whatever, most three valuable thing in your life. Write up." So I thought about that. What's the most valuable thing in my life? Oh yeah, family. Yeah, family is very important. Everybody agree? Yeah, family. Family is most valuable in my life. Second, money. No, money is not. Maybe health. Okay, health. And third, I don't know. I forgot what I wrote for the third. But I wrote family and health and something else. That is, I cannot give up. This is most important thing or important thing in my life. I cannot give up these three valuable things. So I wrote up, everybody wrote up. And then the trainer said, after 10 minutes or 20 minutes, he said, "Hey guys, you are coming here to be a missionary. Now I want to encourage you, and I want to ask you, if you can give up these three things that you wrote on your paper for God, for God's kingdom, for God's glory, come and put your paper on the candle and burn it out and pray to God." Oh my God, it was big, big challenge to me. Yeah, I came here for being a missionary, but I never thought about I have to give up three valuable things in my life for God's kingdom. I never thought about it. I was not ready for that. We were like 100 or 150 gathering together around, and he asked us to come up, and you know what happened? No one could move at first. And finally, one guy just like cry out, and that person cry out and cry out, cry out, and we all cry out to God with the tear downs. Because we saw who we are. We couldn't give up these three valuable things for God's kingdom. Finally, one guy came to the center of the circle and put his paper on the candle to burn it out. And I couldn't move because at the time I just got married. My wife is waiting for me in my home. Should I give up my wife for the God's kingdom? Oh my God, God is too cruel. That's what I thought. I pray and cry and pray and cry and cry and cry and cry. And finally, I crawled. I couldn't walk. I crawled on the floor with my paper and burned it. And I talked to God. God, I'm going to give up my family for you. I'm going to give up my wife for you. I'm going to give up my health for you. Because you are my master. You know what happened? The glory of God shine upon me. Shine upon me. God never asked me to give up my family, give up my life, give up my health. It's just my faith that God asked me, do you have a faith in me? I know I am God's glory because God is taking His glory from me. Same to you, my dear brothers and sisters. Who is the King of glory? God is the King of glory. For today we proclaim again who God is. Verse 10 says, who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, He is the King of glory. We proclaim the truth and the gospel today again. The Word of God for us is real in our life from today again. Amen. Amen. Let us pray.